facing and overcoming challenges. Whether your challenge is physical, whether it's on the emotional plane or the mental plane, you already have all of the pieces that it will take to solve it. It's a challenge because you haven't put the pieces together in that order before. You may need a piece that you've forgotten about, and yet it's there. Somewhere is the inner knowledge, the understanding, the peace within, the patience, the ingenuity, and just the plain creative ideas. All of these are available to you whenever you're facing a challenge. The greater the challenge, the easier the solution, for you will not be so tempted to put it off. You will face it, and when you look at it, the first thing to do is to bring in your soul. Look at it from the soul's viewpoint. Look at it from the intuitive plane. Let us begin. Linking now your personality with your soul. Imagine a sun within your head, a tiny sun. And let this sun grow a little larger. It's very compact light, and a little larger. And larger. And then let this sun lift up just above your head, calling to your soul, and bring the light of your soul down into the vibration of the light of your personality. Let the two lights meet. And in this meeting, in this vortex of energies, lies the solution to any challenge, no matter how intense. Stand within the periphery now of this illuminating ray of light. And imagine that you are way above the earth, riding along with your soul and looking down below at your life. Like watching a train from far above it, you can see where it's coming from. You can see when it passes straight below you, and you can see where it's going. So in a sense, you're looking at the past, the present, and the future of this train. For that would be if you were standing on the ground eye level with it. Now look at your life in the same way. Look at where it's coming from. Where it is now. And look at the route that you would like to take it on in the future. It is up to you to create these vivid pictures of the future, to make a life plan that truly is the life you want to lead. Forgetting all about the challenge for right now, look at the overall meaning of your life. Let the veils of the material plane fall away. Beyond the material, beyond the physical, what is the meaning of your life? What is the note it is playing? Standing within the soul's illuminating viewpoint, allow yourself to go past the surface notes of the personality and to listen for that beautiful note, the sound of your soul. It is a silent sound, but it permeates the atmosphere around you. The walls of your house are permeated with it. Your clothes, all the things that you own, the chair you sit in, the car you drive, all are echoing with the sound of your soul. And imagine that you are moving into this vibratory note now. That you are becoming part of the note. That you are the note. And this note is sweet. It is like the voice of a long-lost beloved friend. You, the soul, cannot die. You, the soul, does not worry. It has no anxiety. It cannot be sick or suffer. It is overshadowing your life when you call it forth, to guide you and to illumine you. Its real work is on a far larger level than your personal life. And it will help you to see that your life is larger than any personal challenge that can come to you. Stand now in the presence of the soul, far above the everyday world of material life. And look upward, straight up. With your eyes closed, focus them upward. And begin to connect with those who are guiding the soul, who speak to the soul while you sleep. And tuning to this different vibration, this different note, let it fill your heart and your mind with the vibration of peace, utter stillness. And now looking far down below at your life as it moves along. Notice the challenge that this person down there is facing. Looking through the soul's eyes, you know the person has every ability to handle it. Illumine the mind of the one below. Your personality. Let a ray of light beam from the soul straight into the mind. And be aware of the energy flowing in from the heart of the sun, from the great ones working there, to your soul, and then from your soul to the heart of the one you are watching below. And as you watch this ray of light permeating the heart, and the ray of light permeating the mind, notice the shift, ever so slight, in the direction that this person is going as it moves into the future. The slightest direction shift. Within a few yards will make quite a distinct change. And in a mile, it will be a noticeable change. For it now sees the lighted path. It's been touched by the illumined, compassionate heart, the heart of the universe, the heart of God. And now descend into the physical life again. Simply take up yourself in the body and think about the challenge that is facing you. And notice two or three steps that you can take this week to handle this challenge, to overcome it. Step one, and fill this in. A simple, small step can make all the difference. Step two, fill this in. And what would you do next? What is step three? How would a very wise, loving person overcome this challenge? How would a master handle it? If that master were in a physical body, living on the physical plane. You have far more ability, far more creativity with your inventive mind than you've ever used. Whatever you saw that the master would do, that the wise person would do, is within your reach, or you would not have seen it. Take that vision and make it into smaller steps. Write these steps down and decide when and where you will take them. Your true self can simply step through this challenge without a thought. What you're doing is training your personality to do this and to release the habit of worry and anxiety. With its misuse of imagination, imagining the worst that could happen. Decide now that you will take these logical, sensible, small steps, and that you will take them as quickly as possible. Instead of 10 or 20 small steps to overcome your challenge, the chances are that in a few steps, only 2 or 3 or 4, your challenge is handled. You've moved past it, and that situation, as strange as it may sound, will no longer bother you. It probably won't come up again. You won't create it from the soul plane, because now you've mastered it. And even if it does come up, you will know the steps, and they will come to you automatically. You can face it with an inner smile and let it know that you can see right through it to that shining, sparkling light on the other side of it.